The Lord be with you.
And your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, The first is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying, 'He is the one, and there is no other than He,' and to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Hearing Father is so awkward for me, still getting used to it. So today in our gospel, we see a scene where Jesus is challenged to summarize all the 613 laws, and he summarizes it into two just quick statements. First one is the love our Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is to love your neighbor as yourself. I don't know about you, but you know, I'm glad Jesus summarized that whole law into just two, because it's easier to remember, because memorizing over 600 laws is just insane. But with this, I'd like for us to really reflect on the first rule, to love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. When I was studying about this reading, I remember from my old philosophy class talking about how do you live life. And then my teacher gave an imagery of, say that your life is like in a jar. What are the things that you put into the jar? Because those things, if it gets filled, you won't have room for anything other things to put in. So thinking about this, he says, let's say like a big tennis ball you're gonna put in first. This gonna represents your core beliefs, like your family, you know, your knowledge, your work, and putting all that in. And second, get like golf balls, and then put it in. And this gonna represent stuff you enjoy. And then think of little rubber balls. And these are things that, you know, stuff that happens in your daily lives, what you see. And then try to imagine what order do you put it in? Because this is something we're asked to reflect. What is our priority in life? What do we put in first in our jar? But then now I'm gonna take this and change it to what our Catholic faith says. Do you have room for God? Do you put God as your priority first? And this is something we're asked to reflect here, because if we're asked to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind and all your strength, what is our priority? Do we put other things first before God? Or do we trust in God and put God in first and then put in everything else and allow us to fill our jars? And then also notice God didn't say just to love God. He said to love the Lord God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. Meaning that it's not just saying love God and then that's it. We're asked to put it into action, and the way we in our see when you put it in our lives, because with all your heart, we're asking, do we really truly love God from the bottom of our heart? Are we doing this not because he's telling us to, but because we choose to love him? And then with all your soul, it's looking at really what are we, or how are we loving God? Because, you know, in our lives, we have principles. And are we exercising those principles first in order to show our love for God? For example, one of the principles that I'm guessing everyone's really, you know, following is human dignity. Are we respecting human dignity with each other? And then moving on with all your mind, it's we're not just asked to blindly follow God, but to really learn and understand by reading the scriptures, studying, practicing, and really exercise our whole self to show our love for God. And then finally, with all our strength, to show our love, not just by learning, but to actually doing it. You know, love your neighbor, love God, going to Mass, saying please and thank you, or it's just saying hi to someone in the morning, or giving a small blessing to everyone who just passed you by, doing small acts, and showing that love to everyone else. So, to put it all together, this is a moment for us to reflect. What's our priority? How are we showing our love? Are we putting God first? Or are we putting all the other things to fill up our jar that, you know, until it's full and we can't put in no more? Because with God, there is infinite love, infinite space, infinite love. And it allows us to have more room in our jar and to put in what is actually necessary. Amen.